You're listening to Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Hawk Security Services. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on a hotline right now, played 14 years in the NFL. He's a member of the Lions 50th anniversary team and the Broncos 50th anniversary team. He's a member of the Baylor Hall of Fame. And he's also a two-time Super Bowl champ. He's Ray Crockett joining us on the line right now. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Ray, we're good. We're good. Hey, you know, what fires you up most? Someone saying that you played in the league for 12 years or two-time Super Bowl champ?
Somebody saying,
hey, he played 12 years in the league or, oh, I'm sorry, 14 years in the league or
yeah,
two
I'm
times.
Don't cheat me, man.
Right, my bad, my bad, my bad. You know, I was going to get it right. I had to get it right.
I got a headache for another 2 years, man.
Right, I got you. What fires you up more? He played 14 years in the NFL or he's a two-time Super Bowl champ?
I mean, to be honest, longevity is always good in any profession if you can acquire that. But, of course, when you reach the pinnacle of your profession or whatever you're doing, that's always going to be what fires you up the most, what's going to be the best. I mean, I have friends that are Hall of Famers that didn't get Super Bowl rings, and all of them to a man wish they would have played in a Super Bowl. So I would have definitely have to pick the two-time Super Bowl champion. Plus, you know, it was back-to-back. Not many teams do that.
That's right.
All right, Ray, what did you enjoy more, pick six against the Cowboys or pick six against the Raiders?
Man, you know what? I would have to say the Cowboys probably because that's, you know, where I'm from.
Yep.
I was born in Dallas, and I had to deal with Michael Irvin and all those guys in the offseason talking noise. And and even before I was in the league, when I was at Baylor, Ricky Dixon was my mentor, and I used to train with him. So I got to hang out with him when he and Michael were rookies, and I wasn't in the league yet. And Mike was talking so much trash. I was like, man, God, just please give me an opportunity to make it to the league so I could D him up.
Put him on a tee, right? I got you.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm this little kid, you know, in the background, you know. He and Ricky Dixon, a first-round draft pick.
Yep.
And they're going back and forth. You know, they were going at it since Oklahoma, Miami.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting back in the cut, just real quiet, not saying anything. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, Mike, I got you, man. You just don't know. I got you.
It's coming. Just hang on. It's coming.
Yeah, I was like, little do you know, this kid that you just offered $20, you know, go get you a drink. I said, it's coming. You don't want to take that $20 back.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, speaking of it's coming, you guys have a Mike Rozier's Heisman Player Weekend coming up May 18th through the 21st here in Houston, and it's benefiting his Grace Foundation. How you been hitting the golf balls, man? You've been working on your game, or do you play every day?
No, man, I don't play every day. You know, I have my own radio show as well, Orange and Blue 760 for the Broncos. I do radio and TV now.
I was going to
travel back and forth.
I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay. No, and I travel back and forth, so I don't hit. I'm actually right now sitting at the Biltmore in Arizona about to play in this golf tournament and this charity event. I'm speaking at the Jerry Condoleezza charity event here. So I'm going to get a little golf in today. This is normally when I start playing, around April, May. You know, I'm not one of those golfers that live and die by it. So if it's cold, I'm in the house, brother.
Well, what's cold for you? What's cold for you?
Yeah. Look, if it's below 50, Croc is in the house. If it starts to sprinkle, Croc is in the house.
Hey, I hear you, and I know exactly what you mean.
I'm not fighting the storms. You know, I'm not bearing the weather. I'm not doing any of that. I am a true, fair weather golfer.
I hear you.
Hold on, Ray. Let me ask you an important question. How warm is it in the house? And when you go in the house, do you put on a coat?
Hey, everything is 75 in my house, and every part of my house 75.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
All day, every day.
I'm trying to get Patrick to understand that mentality, but of course, that's an off the mic conversation, if you know what I mean. So,
yes,
so the bottom line is, you got the tournament coming up. If I don't mention that, Floyd Johnson is going to kill me. But you got the tournament coming up. Mike Rozier's Heisman Player Weekend, 18th through the 21st. It's at a great course, a Black Horse Golf Course. I've actually played there several times, and I know you're going to have. Have you ever played there?
Yes, I played there once as well, and it is a great course. And this is a outstanding weekend. What Mike Rozier is doing. I mean, you know as well as I know what the Grace Foundation is about, bone marrow cancer, and nobody's exempt. And that's the thing about that disease is that it's different fashions and different parts of the disease, but no one is exempt from cancer, whether you're a big, strong NFL player or whether you're a child or whether you're 80. So it's a disease that everybody has to deal with in some form or fashion. If it did not strike you, I'm sure it hit someone in your family, someone, you know, a friend or whatever. So we all have an association with this disease, and anytime that we can try to fight it on any level, I'm down for it.
Talk about the Heisman Trophies, winners, former Heisman Trophy winners that are going to be there. Mike Rozier, obviously, this is his tournament. It's a Mike Rozier Heisman Player Weekend. Eric Crouch, Charlie Ward, Ron Dane, Johnny Rogers, Billy Sims, Tim Brown, Eddie George, Charles Woodson, Andre Ware, who's right here in Houston, and Troy Smith. Man, I know you guys are excited. How much does it cost to play?
How much does it cost for the fans?
Yeah.
Honest, I'm not sure how much it costs for the fans to play. You know, that's Floyd that does all that. But if they go to the website, they'll have all that stuff there for them. And it's fitting. I'm just listening to you name all these Heisman Trophy winners, and it's called the Heisman Trophy Weekend, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, Floyd, I know why you called me, because I probably intercepted, tackled, or D'd up every last one of these guys.
Right? Yeah. You know that's why he did it. That's exactly why he did it. His Grace Foundation.
Yeah, I said, so I didn't win the Heisman, but I think I got enough of them.
Well, they have some other NFL players coming besides you, Ray Crockett. I mean, you know, look, Casey Hampton, Rex Hadnott, Casey Studdard, Stevie Brown, Kevin Williams, Keith Davis.
There you go.
Bubba McDowell. Yeah, man. I had to call him out there, you know, so folk would know. It is a Heisman weekend, but they're going to have some other players there. Chris Dishman, Bobby Taylor, Antoine Smith, Mark Clayton.
Now you're naming us regular folk.
Regular folk, right. And yeah, I'm sure you also teed up Antoine Smith, Mark Clayton, Lemuel Stinson, Eric Warfield, Kimmel. A lot of guys. Neil Smith's going to be there. Mickey Washington from right here in Houston. Kevin Smith. And, of course, Aaron Glenn and Marcus Robertson. So those guys are going to be there as well.
The thing about this weekend is, of course, it's for His Grace Foundation, and we're going to visit the hospitals and whatnot and the kids and everything. But, you know, when you get a group of guys together, we're going to do what old school guys do. We're all old school, so we're going to play dominoes. We're going to have bowling. You know, we're going to do some old school stuff. And you know how it is. I don't know if you guys are domino players.
Hold on.
But, boy.
Now, you just called me out.
Hey, I'm just saying, if you want to get some, there is always an empty seat in front of me.
Well, to get some, you got to bring some. You know, so the two-time Super Bowl champ Ray Crockett on the line with us said, you know, he can talk smack. Plus, he's also doing radio and television now. We're going to get into that in just a second. But, yeah, I think that domino tournament is going to be a little fun.
Yeah, man, you know what it is. And the thing about it is, man, when myself and Floyd, I never forget the first time I met Floyd. You know, I go over to his house, and he's so hospitable, such a great guy, man. And for him to do an event like this, I got to say big ups to Floyd Johnson as well. He's been doing my events for 20, 25 years. I mean, that's how long our friendship has lasted. And it all started on the domino table.
Oh, my goodness,
so
man.
Funny. Yes, it all started on the domino table. He invited me over to his house. You know, he's a cooker, and, you know, we eating or whatever. And he's going to try to trick me. You know, go pull some dominoes out. Try to get some wins on me.
Uh-oh. That didn't work out too well,
yeah,
did it?
That's how we started, man. It didn't go his way, but, you know, that's how we started. So this weekend, man, it's just, like I said, it's amazing, man, and I'm glad that you guys are really putting it out there. because it needs to be heard about. Because, you know, you hear about everything that the football players do during the year. Some good, some bad, some indifferent. But the charity stuff seems to go unnoticed and under the radar for the most part. So I'm glad that you guys had me on and you guys are pubbing this event like this. And Mike Rozier really appreciates it as well.
Well, I go back to about 1990 with Floyd and Mike Rozier and all those guys. So, yeah. Started coming to New Orleans back at that time. There's no reason why we shouldn't. And that event, again, May 18th through the 21st, and it's benefiting His Grace Foundation. Now I want to talk about what you're doing right now. Ray Crockett, two-time Super Bowl champ, 14-year NFL vet on the line with us. What are you doing now? We know you're doing radio and TV, but kind of give us some details.
Yeah, I'm actually on Orange and Blue Radio, which is 760 Radio in Denver. And what it is, the collaboration, it's kind of unique in its existence the way it is, because not many teams have their own radio station, which the Broncos do, and the Broncos are a part of it. And it's Bronco 24/7. Like, I mean, myself, Steve Atwater is on it. I mean, Alfred Williams comes on from time to time. I mean, and then what we do, it's really, if you really want to put it in its form, it's a way for the players to come back to the Broncos and also talk about the team. And the fans just love it because I had Neil Smith on last week. It was his birthday. Terrell Davis is a frequent guy. Rob Smith, my best friend, he's on all the time. So it's a way for the fans to really interact with the old players as well and the alumni group. But we also talk about the current state of the Broncos. And, man, it's kind of cool because we're orange and blue. You know, you're repping the Broncos, but we pull no punches. Like I told them, they suck last year. And if they don't get a quarterback this year, they're going to suck again. And if they don't get an explosive running back, an explosive receiver, they're going to suck again. So I can be real, but, you know, I have to rep it and give a good point of view at the end of the day after I'm real. So it's a great situation. And then I'm doing Channel 7. I'll be doing the games and stuff. I'll be doing some of the color commentating of the games. So it's a unique situation. It's a great situation for me. And, you know, it's a way to give back to the Broncos fans as well.
He is Ray Crockett, two-time Super Bowl champ. Follow him on Twitter at SlickPick639.
SlickPick6. I like that.
Ray, man, appreciate you, buddy. We'll see you in about a month.
Yes, sir. You guys come out, tell everybody to come out and support us, and we'll be out there signing autographs and whatever else they want. We got kissing babies and hugging. That's it.
You got it, buddy. I appreciate you, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
All right.
That's Ray Crockett on the hotline. This is Nate and Crate.